Alex Newman, thank you for coming to Istanbul. It's our great pleasure to host you here, and you are our honored guest. And I would like to ask a few questions about your experience with evolution theory. I know that you are a credentialed journalist, and you are working with many media posts all over the world. How do you feel the information reaching the public about evolution theory? What is the relation with the fake news, how the information is misled, and how the ordinary people see in the media posts the information about evolution theory?
Well, thank you very much for having me, and thank you for the question. I think there is an overwhelming bias in the United States when it comes to the evolution issue in the media. I mean, you have almost every major journalist that I can think of holds to the evolution view. And so when you read anything about, you know, the discovery of a new fossil, the discovery of some piece of evidence or some artifact, the reporters, they all understand it through the evolutionary lens. And so they report it as if it were proof or evidence of evolution without ever stopping to ask the fundamental questions about, you know, what are my underlying presuppositions and are they correct? And unfortunately, I think this kind of pervades a lot of the U.S. population, especially the ones who are in control of the media and the education system. You know, everyday average Americans do not necessarily believe the evolution theory. I mean, in, you know, a lot of the churches, for example, they point out the flaws in the evolution theory, and most Americans consider themselves to be Christian. And so there's a very strong resistance to this theory. But among the media elites, you know, the fake news journalists, the so-called mainstream media journalists, they just consider everyday Americans to be ridiculous for believing these things, and they frankly haven't taken the time to study it. And unfortunately, you know, I was in that position at one time. You know, I was taught that evolution was true, and so I believed that evolution was true. The first time someone told me that it wasn't, I actually laughed in their face. I said, that's ridiculous. How can you possibly believe that? And it took me years of looking at the evidence to understand that actually I had been tricked, I had been duped. And so I was doing the same thing that many of these journalists do, and just, I can't hold it against them. I just think that they need to go examine the question honestly, because they're really doing a tremendous disservice to their readers. And even if a lot of their readers recognize, you know, that this is coming from a biased perspective, that it's coming from a perspective that's in error, people who don't yet realize that, you know, it's very easy for this just to confirm their pre-existing bias, their pre-existing worldview, and to make them more committed to the error that they're propagating. So it's a huge problem. Unfortunately, it's not an isolated one. You know, the belief in evolution tends to be also correlated with beliefs in a lot of other things that I think are very harmful. You know, and I can give some examples that, you know, the man-made global warming theory, for example. Most Americans do not believe that theory, according to the polls that exist, and yet in the media, this is treated as if it were 100% provable truth. And it's the same thing with evolution. And it's even the same thing with political views. You know, there's this assumption among the media elite. And, you know, I went to school with them. I went to one of the best journalism schools, and I was completely surrounded with people who hold this atheistic worldview that believes that the government must solve all problems, that evolution is real, that there is no God, that there is no morality. And so they kind of live in this bubble. You know, if you go to New York, for example, where a lot of the big media is, or Washington, D.C., and even California, they kind of live in this bubble where they're isolated from, they actually ridicule people in middle America, what they call us flyover country, because they fly over us on their way from coast to coast. And so they have this kind of elite attitude that's, I think, very damaging, and it's very damaging to their credibility as well. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think why Americans don't trust the media, because they get the lies about evolution, they get the lies about what's going on in other realms of science, what's going on in the political system, and all the while they pretend to be objective and fair and biased. Yet when they find a fossil and they say this is you know, some proof of evolution, they never call any of the organizations that are scientific that dispute the theory of evolution. And that's a big problem. You know, in journalism, you're supposed to present all opinions. You're supposed to give an unbiased overview of opinions, and yet they don't do that. You know, they quote only people who support evolution. And this goes contrary to basic journalistic principles, it's contrary to ethical principles, and it's very damaging to the media and to the public.